I want to turn to a related issue. At the same time that hundreds are willing to wait online for hours on end for the chance to become a DC cabbie, many district drivers are finding themselves pressed to meet the commission's September 1 deadline for installing credit card readers as part of the modern taxi meter system. A limited extension until September 30th was available for those driver owners who signed up with the payment service provider by August 15th and had their PSP submit a request for an extension on their behalf. The commission said 4,200 driver owners had submitted a request for an extension. The district has approximately 6,500 cabs, and as Tony mentioned earlier, there may be 8,000 drivers. The number is hard to pin down exactly. Earlier this week, Martin DeCaro of WAMU took a look at why installing credit cards in all DC cabs has been more difficult than anticipated.
As some cab owners struggle to meet the district's deadlines to accept cashless payments, some taxi passengers are asking, why is this so complicated? Roy Spooner is the general manager of Yellow Cab Company, which owns 100 taxis and another 450 are affiliated with his brand. He explains why he's unhappy with the DC Taxi Cab Commission's mandates on credit card acceptance.
Even though I've made a commitment and signed a contract for 550 systems, my drivers are still out there who have not signed up yet. They're out there shopping.
Spooner says Yellow Cab had its own credit card system for 7 years, but it had to be changed to comply with the new system mandated by regulators. That was a huge investment, about $2.4 million. Those costs are passed down to his drivers, but as he mentioned, his drivers are shopping around with other companies for a better deal, looking for the lowest possible credit card processing fees. In the end, Spooner expects he'll lose cab drivers and cabbies will lose money on credit card swipes. DC Taxi Cab Commission spokesman Neville Waters says that's simply not true.
We anticipate that ultimately driver revenue will see an increase and that that increase will be somewhere between 2 and 4%.
Spooner says some cabbies won't even have credit card machines by the September 30th deadline.
Unfortunately, you don't have the time to install 6,500 cabs.
I'm Martin DeCaro.
That was a report by Martin DeCaro of WAMU. Tony Norman, in just a minute, we're going to turn to an interview I did with Chairman Linton yesterday morning. But first, your thoughts on where we're at now with the installation of credit cards, credit card readers as part of the modern taxi meter system and this delay. And also, it appears that Verifone, which is one of the largest of the payment service providers, is now backing out as far as being a PSP. And that just took place in the last couple of days. And that seems to be quite a major development, which hadn't gotten much play. But your comments.
Just once again, this shows you the inconsistency, the lack of preparation. I mean, now they're trying to do all of this at the 11th hour, trying to get the cab drivers to sign up with these PSPs. And really, many of these PSPs are not even properly formed yet. They're still trying to get their operations in check before they can even start taking people on. So it's just the wild, wild west out there with we don't even know necessarily decided who these PSPs are going to be now. And now they are competing against each other. The contracts are out there. The drivers are confused. And then with all of this confusion at the 11th hour, then they're going to turn around, and I saw some flyer where they're going to even try to penalize the drivers and say, we're going to punish you if you don't get it done in time. If you don't choose someone within this time period, we're going to either impound your car or fine you or what have you. So now it puts even more pressure on the driver to try to run around like a bunch of, you know, it's like musical chairs. You got 10 people running around trying to sit in 5 chairs. And obviously, 5 people are going to be left out, and those are the people are going to be penalized. So now they're running around at the 11th hour trying to get everybody signed up. And this is just part of the disrespect to the driver, lack of a deliberative process to really think this through with how many cab drivers you have, with over 8,000 taxi cab drivers, and how many PSPs or PSPs you have, and trying to figure out the proper time period to do this properly. None of that was done. They just simply throw out a regulation and say, if you don't do it, we're going to beat you over the head with a bat. That's the process that this commission. They penalize the drivers and say, well, you know, they throw it out there at the 11th hour, get it done. If not, you'll be penalized.
We now turn to part one of my extended interview with Chairman Linton. We spoke yesterday in the office of the Taxi Commission. I began by asking him if it's true that despite being one of the largest of the 10 commission-approved payment service providers, Verifone had backed out as a PSP.
That would be a decision that Verifone itself would make. There's no action has been taken here that would disqualified them. They are an approved payment service provider. We understand that in several of the companies which they were negotiating arrangements with to be a payment service provider, they have said, and this is secondhand, that they want the company to be the payment service provider and they will be a vendor to the company. There's nothing wrong with that other than the fact that the companies they want to do that are not prepared to be payment service providers, and it would take too long a period of time for them to prepare, and they wouldn't be able to meet the mandates of the regulations. I believe that at least one, I am certain of, has now elected to sign up with a different payment service provider. I think that that's true maybe of a second one, but I can't be absolutely certain because there's a lot of information flowing, and it doesn't all reach my desk right away.
Have you spoken to Verifone?
I believe that our law department has written them a letter. Yeah. I have not had a chance to see what the letter was, but I think it addresses what they're doing and what their intent is in requesting that they come and meet with us.
And for those drivers who were signed up with Verifone as of a couple days ago, they still have to meet the deadlines, and if you can explain what those deadlines are.
Well, as we made clear in the emergency regulation and in the extension, that they needed to have a PSP that would make it allowable for them to meet the extended deadline. I believe that there is quite a number that the PSPs have now filed as of the deadline was midnight last night. I don't have a count because, this is only an hour and a half into day, 2 hours, 2.5 for us. But they're still working, sorting out all of the quite a number of I think 6 to 7 PSPs have filed for extensions on behalf of I'm going to take a guess here. Don't hold me to it. But possibly as many as 4,000. Drivers, 4,000 owners. We use drivers. It's really the owners of the vehicle.
Describe where are we at overall in this process?
In terms of installation, mm-hmm. We anticipate that by the end of this month, there'll be approximately 2,500 vehicles will have been installed, and that based upon the what we're seeing in the extensions, we'll reach close, we'll probably surpass the 6,000 mark by the end of September.
A notice was put out, a flyer at the top. It says it's from the Taxi Cab Commission. And I don't know if you wanted to clarify this. I know it the way it's written could go either way, and it sent some alarm to drivers. It says, notice to taxi cab owners, all vehicle owners must select a payment service provider by August 15th. It goes on to say, if you do not act now, your vehicle will be impounded and held until the new credit card system is installed. Vehicle owners will be responsible for all towing and storage fees. But can you clarify, it's not that starting today you're impounding cars, it's that by these deadlines, September 1st, or if extension September 30th, you may do that. But as of today, you're not impounding cars, are you?
That's correct. You need to really read that thing. The deadline of August 15th was the selection of a payment service provider in order to have an extension request submitted. No impoundments will begin until September 1st. Those will be individuals who do not have extensions to September 30th. If the taxi in question has the extension letter in their possession, they will not see impoundments until October 1st.
I wanted to get your response to a petition started by a driver, Alame Tedessa, signed by more than 500 drivers. It begins, we ask the Taxi Commission to extend the deadline for signing with the payment service provider from August 15th to September 15th. We, the undersigned driver owners, understand that we must sign a contract with the PSP and install the modern taxi meter system by September 1st or September 30th if granted a limited extension. Right now, however, there's confusion surrounding the different PSP's pricing structure We are having a difficult time choosing which equipment and service is best for us. Some drivers have had very bad experiences when the meters were installed. That, again, from a petition submitted to the Taxi Commission in the last days. Can you respond, Chairman Linton?
That's kind of general. Can I respond? What do you want me to respond to, Pete? When we first began the mandate of cashless system over a year and a half ago and moved in the direction of selecting a single vendor that would be a vendor to the commission, and we would have them put in their equipment in all the taxis. The response from the industry was, why are you dictating to us who we're going to have to use, what equipment we're going to have? We're businessmen. We should be able to select who we want. You just prepare the requirements and the qualifications for what needs to be in there and let us do it. When, unfortunately, our acquisition, our procurement was disallowed for reasons that have nothing to do with the technical, it was all in the procedural matter, the landscape in the district had changed significantly in terms of digital services and other advances in the taxicab industry and servicing customers. And it opened up the window to respond to the first reaction. And we said, okay, we will not now select a single vendor and tell you this is what has to go in and this is exactly how it operates. We will invite vendors to apply for certification that they can meet the regulations that are mandated in the provisions that are mandated in the regulations. And you will make the decision who you are going to do business with since you're businessmen. Now it seems that it's different. Now it's tell us which one to select. We don't know what they're offering. We don't understand. It can't have it both ways. Either they are businessmen and are capable of discerning between 8 or 9 companies making offers to them, or they're not. Now, they buy vehicles. They buy vehicles by going to the market and seeing what the market situation is. That's the same thing they needed to do here. And I must say that while that petition was from 500, at the same time that we had those 500 signatures, we have over 1,500 drivers and owners who have done the installation, have signed up with the PSPs. We have the PSP companies such as USA, Schaefer, Yellow. I can't give you all of them off the top of my head, but these are taxi companies who also qualified as PSPs, have had long lines of drivers signing up with them. And so I can only draw the conclusion that the 525 simply lack the capacity to do their job.
Chairman Linton, I wanted to, last time we spoke, you at that point had not seen the various contracts that have been put forward by the PSPs to drivers. At this point in time, have you viewed these contracts?
Well, no, but that's not accurate. We had a process, and when, in order to be certified, they did submit their generic contracts, which were reviewed by our certification team, headed by Ernest Chirupa, and reviewed by our legal department. But we have no role in determining what their specifics of their contract. That's a contract between them and their customers. The contract details will vary depending on a number of factors. It depends on volumes and various things like that. But we took, at the time that we certified the PSPs, we took their mean charge statement and mean tariff that they were going to charge. And we did an analysis of it, and we found that from a minimum to a maximum, the range of cost averaged on a monthly, total monthly cost. Now, understand this takes front-end cost and spreads it over the time on that. Some of the drivers, some of the owners don't quite understand that when we tell them about the monthly cost, they think of only the amount that they actually pay each month. But we took the total cost. That's the one-time cost, the hardware cost, the cost that may occur from time to time, transaction costs. We analyzed all of them, and we had a range that's from a PSP whose charges would average over a year period, $60 a month, up to $120 a month. They need to find out which ones and why. What's the benefit of going to the one that charges them the most? What's the benefit of the one that charges them the least? They have to make that decision for themselves. What we did do is when we took 25 cents out of the surcharge that would have come to the commission and put it into the drop fee, plus made some other adjustments in fees, we analyzed that against the average cost and came to the decision that we were providing the 2 to 4% more revenue than the average was going to cost the drivers. Now, that's an average. I mean, some are going to obviously may not get that. Some may get more. But on average, we believe that any driver who does the due diligence they should do will, in the end, see an increase, not even dealing with additional rides, because we did it on the basis of an average of 10 rides for 24 hours. It's already, they tell me, it's higher than that. But and not on the basis of increased tips. And all of our surveys in other cities that went to credit cards tell us that the drivers there recorded increase in tipping. We didn't take those into consideration. We just took the existing basic revenues. And we believe that we have offset those costs.
These contracts are over differing periods of time. They could be 3 years. They could be 5 years.
I understand there are some 5 years out there, but there's nobody that says they have to sign a 5-year.
So what happens initially? These contracts have been initially submitted to the Taxi Cab Commission, so maybe you have an understanding. What happens if these front-end costs are pushed to the years into monthly payments as opposed to paying up front? What happens if a driver retires in 2 years? Do you have a sense of what takes place?
No, that's a contractual relationship between the owner of that vehicle and the contract he enters into. It's the same thing. We don't get into the discussion of what their contracts when they buy vehicles. We're not involved in that. And we're not involved in what contracts they enter into. All we require is that they contract with a company that is certified that it will meet the operational requirements of the regulations. But we don't set prices between the buyer and the seller. We don't approve their contracts. This is all general business activity.
I wanted to return one sec to Verifone, which... Just by the way, what you mentioned that initially Taxi Cab Commission had gone with one vendor and that contract was overturned. That contract was with Verifone. I believe went on to then sue the city. But the question that I have, Chairman Linton, is it this was one of the, or if not the largest PSP as far as the number of drivers that had signed up? Is that an accurate statement?
I don't believe so. No, I don't believe so at all. If to the best of my current information, they have some 200 vehicles with the Schaefer interests. They would have had if the grand arrangements had worked, that's 600. And I think that I can't remember. I think at the most they might have had. 1,000 vehicle potential from their companies. USA has a 3,000 vehicle potential.